afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello everybody and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things both new and hi.
Let's start over. Really?
Yeah. It's been a while.
You were in your head.
I know.
And now you screwed it up.
Okay, let's just let this play. Hey, everyone. Hi. We're Rock Solid. Comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis. Mumble mouth.
Gary Lucy. Fumbo Joe Jericho.
Got a full house today, Gary. We got Gary's young son is on the couch playing a video game.
Hi, Preston.
My nephew Kyle's here with some headphones on.
Preston waves. Hi, Kyle.
Our producer is here. Hello, Matt.
I almost brought my son, but he is taken to screaming at the top of his lungs every five seconds.
That's okay.
That kid looks like he enjoys being a baby.
He does.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe you just take pictures of him when he's happy, but he looks so happy when
He is generally happy, and then he screams. But sometimes he screams of happiness.
Maybe he's screaming for vengeance, Judas Priest.
Maybe.
Scream for me, Long Beach. It's good to see everybody. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time because I had a trip to Europe.
Yeah,
I was in London, and then in Paris, and so we banked a bunch of episodes so that we would be prepared.
Yeah. Pat, you're so worldly.
I know. I haven't seen these guys. Gary's beard is 3 feet long.
I just realized I never listened to that one that you guys did without me.
Oh, wow.
I heard little bits and pieces of it. But,
it was okay. It was low energy.
Tech troubles, I gathered, Kyle.
I forgot there was one without Gary. Without Matt. Which one was it?
There were a couple without Gary.
It was Kill.
Kill? Oh, that's right. Did you listen to it? No, he didn't even care.
There's no quality control at all on the show. Just whatever happened.
I totally forgot that we did one without you, Matt. That's weird.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it seemed to go just as well as it. No, it didn't.
Can we start over? Can we just wipe this? Can we turn over the Etch-A-Sketch?
Here we are, brand new.
Yeah.
Let's Metallica do this thing. Let's turn the page.
Well, today, Gary.
Bob Seger.
The call. Do you have something to start us out, Gary?
No, go ahead.
Today's show, as you know, every year, Never Not Funny does a live podcast-a-thon to raise money for Smile Train, and we're going to be doing it again this year, the day after Thanksgiving, which is November
23rd.
It is going, the time's different this year. Noon to midnight on the West Coast, which is 3 to 3 on the East Coast.
So you East Coasters can watch much more of it.
Hopefully donate much longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so today's topic is called Smile Train. We're going to play our favorite songs that either have smile or train in the title. We're going to play our favorite songs that have smile and train in the title, and we couldn't come up with them.
Usually when someone's on a train in a song, it's not good. Usually they're
I just found that too, looking quickly this morning. There's a lot of bummer train songs.
Yeah.
Not a lot of fun, happy train songs.
Maybe somebody gets run over by a train or something like that. But boy, I'm so excited to be a part of this. I'm so proud of the work that you guys have done. How much has that raised?
What is the number?
Over $100,000
in 3 years.
To date, yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
And
this year, although it pains me to say it, we are shooting for $50,000 just for the night.
Oh boy!
So we raised $41,000 on the night last year.
Yeah,
and we're gonna go for $50,000.
Well, there's already some people have already donated.
Yes, that's true. And if you want to donate before the show, even you can just go to podcast.com and click the train, or you can go to smiletrain.org/pcat12.
And the reason that the donation site's up and running now is because I think you can get your place of employment will match your donation.
If your employer is a big corporation that likes to be charitable, they can match whatever you give, and you can set that up now. So do that.
And just briefly, where your money goes is kids around the world with a like a cleft palate,
right?
Need an operation. It's a quick operation, right?
Right.
It's quick and it's inexpensive.
And it's life changing.
$250 for the complete surgery. I think it takes 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just something we take for granted here. You know, if your kid's born like that, I think they just, okay, let's do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes these kids go until they're 8, 9.
Yeah.
I mean, they go until someone has the money, and they I guess they get on the list and finally get to do this. I mean, it's not a heart transplant. It's not anything major like that.
It's a pretty simple thing, but it changes kids' lives because, you know, you can't speak necessarily if you have
right.
a
cleft palate.
Right. And
I don't know what the ridicule would be
right.
For something like this. I can only imagine. I mean, I get ridiculed on a daily basis and I don't have that. But again, you know, Gary was patting us on the back for the work we do, but we're kind of just the conduit. We just sit there for 12 hours and talk like idiots. And it's really the people out there that donate the money and enjoy the show. And,
yeah, the fans are amazing.
Yeah, unbelievable.
The fact that we've raised $100,000 is
mind-boggling.
It's just that's really just a testament to the fans of the show who want to support a great charity. So thank you to all you guys out there.
Nice.
You can donate anything from, you know, thousands of dollars to 69 cents. My brother. So,
maybe a minimum. I don't know.
Might be a minimum.
So
if you hear any songs you like today, maybe that'll spur you on to check out the website.
Right. And please don't let any of my songs, dissuade you from doing that. But anyway, okay. We got that out of the way. We're probably going to give you more of that later in the show or at the end of the show. But right now, Gary, you got anything you want to chat about or you want to jump right in?
Why don't we do this thing? We'll play a game next episode okay. and everything.
Just oh, nice.
I will tell you this one thing. I went to see Asia.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I was not in a time machine. Uh-huh. I saw them this past Friday night, and I had previously gotten two of the members' autographs. I had Jeff Downs, the keyboard player, Carl Palmer, amazing drummer.
Yeah.
But I didn't have John Wetton or Steve Howe from Yes. He's legendary, right, Gary? Steve
Howe. Of course, yeah.
So I was able to get Steve Howe's autograph after the show, and he said the weirdest thing to me I think I've ever heard when I've asked for an autograph. I said, and Kyle was with me. Kyle, who was waiting for autographs? Me, right. But who else was waiting?
Sweet.
No. Just me. Yeah. Okay. So I say, hey, Steve, can I get a signature from you? And Steve Howe said, do you really want to do this?
Wow.
Now, I don't know. Now, he's...
Oh, my God.
He's British, so maybe in his country, can I get an autograph means that I'm asking him to fight. But that was the weirdest thing. Do you really want to do this? Well, yeah. No? Yes? We're both here. Yeah, I've got albums and a pen. I guess, yeah. I didn't know if he was trying to trick me with that, and maybe I would
wow.
just, and then he would run, but he signed, begrudgingly, is that the word?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Or grudgingly.
Do you really want to do this?
Maybe he was trying to spur you into a moment of self-reflection.
And again, thankfully, Kyle
didn't work.
Kyle was with me for the Bryan Adams debacle, and now he's here for this. And thankfully, I have a witness to both of these things. Otherwise, that sounds made up. All yeah. right. That's
now,
my...
these days, when they play Heat of the Moment, mm-hmm. do they change the year up on that? What the...
Sorry,
Matt's checking his email.
I was trying to get a couple songs
okay.
for myself.
All right, mute it.
He's getting a call from his blues man.
Yeah, getting a call. Obviously, James Brown's calling him. they just play it straight up now.
They just say,
yeah.
Now you'll find yourself in 82.
Yeah, I guess when they got into the 90s, they couldn't just find a rhyme for, yeah. Now you find yourself in 96. This morning I had a big bowl of tricks. I mean, I don't know what you're going to sing.
They've had plenty of time to figure out
yeah.
a rhyme for every year.
Right, in 2012, that's tough.
Yeah, 12 is
now you find yourself in 2012. Santa is coming with some elves. What are you going to do? I have no...
Add you to yes, because you sound like you're ready to
now
do
you
this.
Now you find yourself in 2012. It's time to put our albums on the shelf.
Hey, since reforming in 2006, they've recorded more albums with the original members than they did in the heyday.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. But okay, enough about this prog rock bullshit. Gary, today we have songs with Smile, songs with Train. Kick it off for us, Gary.
All right. This is great. Maybe my favorite song with the title of Smile. Maybe the best song of 2006, maybe. The original MySpace superstar in a way. out of England, it's Lily Allen with Smile. Check this out. I see you cry, it makes me smile.
What did she say that he's doing to the girl next door?
Parental guidance suggested.
It's the did she say the bomb? Did she drop a bomb there?
Yes, she did.
All right,
that's how she what I thought. Lily Allen has something very rare in the music business and in the world in general. Only Marky Mark Wahlberg has it that I know.
Credibility?
the ancillary third nipple.
Ooh, oh, that's not parental guidance?
No.
It's fine. Yeah. All right. Ear muffet over there.
Ear muffet over there.
That sounded a little different to me than the version I was used to hearing.
Oh, really? I wonder what the... I wonder.
It sounded a little more raw and kind of almost, I don't know.
We like it raw.
Or
we do.
Like there was, I have like a few different versions of that. Maybe, we don't need to go into it, but I think they polished it up a little for maybe the U.S. airwaves.
Oh, that could be.
Well, they didn't polish up that F-bomb.
No. That was in there. All right. So lay a smile on his pad.
Oh, right now I have my iTunes open, and right now a primo bonus episode of Never Not Funny just started to download right now.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay. Check that out, too, if you're a primo subscriber. Pat and Jimmy and Rich Summer and Tammy Sager just did a great show at the UCB called Bluff You.
So
you can hear it
check
now.
That out.
It's really funny.
Courtesy of Rock Solid. Not really. That's what courtesy of Rock Solid. So we were talking about Asia, so you'd think that I'm going to drop The Smile Has Left Your Eyes on You.
Yeah.
From the classic Alpha album.
Yeah, sure we
but
do.
But I'm not. I'm going to go all power ballad on your ass with another super group. Look at that tie-in.
Who didn't see this one coming?
Bad English, When I See You, Smile.
Sometimes I want to give up, want to give in. I want to quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's all right. Everything's all right. When I see you, smile, I can face the world.
We are all rocking right now. Not one head is not rocking.
Oh, Preston, where did you get that lighter?
I don't even know. She's shining right through the rain. When I see you smile, baby, when I see you smile at me.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly I know that song from Song Pop, so I never hear it more than 1.7 seconds, and that's the way I like it.
Are you still playing that? Because I finally burned out of it.
I done fell off. I haven't played in weeks. I'm sorry to anyone who has waiting, but I keep thinking I might get back to it. But
I still want the 5 stars.
I want the 5-star rating.
But it's going to take
forever.
Years.
Yeah. No. You're just going to have to... It won't be until you memorize every... first second of every song.
No, it's not about speed. It's just about how many times you play.
Oh, okay.
For the stars, to get 5, I think we figured out you have to play like 470 games in that genre.
It can never happen.
No, it's got to be impossible.
Yeah.
So Pat, how much would it cost me if I wanted to get the handwritten lyrics to When I See You Smile autographed?
The handwritten lyrics, I think that's on John Waite's website. I think I think he does it for like $50.
Yeah, that's my favorite story.
You go to his website and he writes the lyrics out and signs it, and then they send it to you for $50.
Did he take a calligraphy class?
Which is weird. I, you know what?
I don't. Does he do it for Bad English, or does he only do it for solo stuff?
He doesn't. But you know what? He might not do it because he didn't write "When I See You Smile." That's a Diane Warren power ballad from the '80s. But yeah, like "Missing You" and other songs. Yeah, he'll handwrite the lyrics and send it to you.
Wow.
Why not? You're sitting there. You go, how can I make some money? I write out these lyrics and sign them.
Interesting.
And how many hints have you dropped to Pilar to get that no. as a present for a birthday?
I'm going
to
be honest with you. Day. I have John Waite's signature on 4 solo albums, a Bad English album, and a Babies album. I don't need his signature again. So, and he's happy.
Sure, you
not,
want to do this?
He's happy not to see me. Go ahead, Gary. You're up.
Every time.
You're up. Are you sure you want to do this again?
Oh, this is a train song. I'm really excited to lay on people. It's one of those things that just never quite got over. There's a fantastic group out of Davis, California, from the mid-'80s called Thin White Rope, featuring the very intense Guy Kaiser, kind of things like that.
And, oh, no.
And they were kind of like a satellite part of the cowpunk movement a little bit, and it's kind of the psychedelic underground.
Thin White Rope. Isn't your mainstream cowpunk that you're always playing in your car, Pat.
What are you talking about?
You know, that the Paisley Underground and the that stuff in the mid-'80s.
You are not even speaking English right now.
No. And if you tell us that this is a hit song, I'm going to kill you.
Was not a hit. Was not a hit. It's Thin White Rope, and the song is called Dead Grandma's on a Train, and it also has an F word in it.
Ooh.
Look out.
Parental guidance.
Love it already.
80s drums.
It crash and burn about 1912. It's a real big fucker about a mile long. Rollover houses underneath the train. It killed the grandma of my perfect one. It killed the grandma of my perfect one. And it's because of this that she was never born.
So you get it, his true love's grandmother died in a train accident before mm-hmm. she could even be born, and that's why he's so alone, and that's why he's so bitter.
That raises a lot of questions.
It's a lot of questions. Yeah, this sounds like a set up to a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, like or Looper. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The most.
It's like Throw Mama from the Train meets Looper.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, I like that. Or as my daughter, who's 8 now, and everything's about as potty stuff, she would call Looper, of course, Pooper. But
that's a strong piece of material.
Yes, I know. She's a pigeonholed herself. With the words butt and poop.
Oh, nobody ever went broke doing poop jokes.
Nope, that's true. So, you know, my wife and I just got back from Europe.
You mentioned it, yeah.
And we had a grand old time. Cheers to everyone from the other side of the pond. So I'm going to play a little song about, it's a true story. It's almost, we almost missed the tube, to get to the, I'm totally lying.
Really?
This is Electric Light Orchestra, Last Train to London. 79, not dated at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What time?
9:29. This is the album with Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett's on the back of the cover, right? The Discovery album. That's true.
It's funky. It was one of
those nights. Brad Garrett's funky.
You were standing there. Did we ever figure out why Brad Garrett was on the back cover?
Just a modeling gig.
Weird. That is disco-rific.
That is a 79, Matt. That's when everyone had to pull a little disco out of their pocket.
Yep.
Kiss. Yeah, it was do it then or don't do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was made for loving you, kissed did it. Classic.
Classic. Is there a Jeff Lynne album coming out?
It's out.
Oh, it's out. How is it good?
He's doing standards.
Oh,
and I hate standards.
Yeah.
And this isn't too bad.
Huh.
I can give it to you before you leave. I have it on my thingy here.
I'd like to. This is going to go back to that classic John Prine first album. So many funny lines in this song, and it is called Illegal Smile.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. Knew it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Stay off drugs, kids. Stay in school.
Is he talking about the wacky tobacco?
I think so.
Or maybe something more serious.
Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But the oatmeal stared him down, so it might be something stronger.
You think he's smoking crack?
No, that sounds like LSD. Like he's got some tabs with little smiley faces on them.
Maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're right. Who knows? Either way, well, maybe kids experiment with drugs and let us know.
Yeah, I mean, look, how are you going to know unless you try it?
That's true. That's true.
You know, look, if you know, people go to restaurants, they go, I've never had sushi before. Well, you got to try it. You don't know.
I'm tripping on the sushi.
Let's go to this little lady from 2011, this little Canadian lady who's about to become Mrs. Nickelback. This is from her Goodbye Lullaby album. I've started it right at the 21-second mark after she says that she's a crazy bitch and she'll do whatever the fuck she wants.
Language.
And we're going to, that's where
Preston
I whispered
heard that.
It.
No,
did
he heard it.
Did he?
Yep.
Darn. So, whatever the F. This song is just called Smile.
Yeah, said, hey, what's your name? It took one look and now we're not the same. Yeah, you said, hey.
Now, what's sad is I was queuing this song up yesterday, and Rita, my 8-year-old, was in, and she's like, oh, what's that song? That sounds really great. And I was like, you can never hear this song because she's swears all over it.
They must make a radio version or a clean version.
But they just beep it. And I think that's almost worse because then it's like, what did they just beep out?
Then it just makes her start thinking
the F word. Yeah, thinking what
did I miss? Yeah. Now I got to go find the.
Yeah, like you're like, yeah,
it's
what
on
if
my dad's computer?
Yeah, what if they say, well, did they beep out the C word?
You know what? That's funny because every time I hear a song on the radio where they say they bleep or back whatever mask it to make it not a swear, I always think. It makes me think it's even worse than it probably the actual thing is.
Yeah.
Now I wish I could think of an example.
So this falls into that pink category of, hey, pink, you could have a little bit bigger, wider audience if you didn't have to throw in
the potty mouth.
Yeah, the potty mouth.
These popsters need to get real.
Yeah.
Like, don't act like you're not a top 40 act. Just do the song for everybody. And then if you want to have fun with it in concert and ruin some kid's life.
And if you're discounting Matt's criticism, don't, because he is a record executive.
It's true.
With
I have
special thing records.
Yeah.
We're looking at CDs right now that are ready to ship.
Yeah.
The sound of that song, it's like the sonic equivalent of hoarding, huh? It's just like every spare space jammed
with something.
Newspapers.
It was unpleasant to my ear, honestly. And I feel that way about that new Pink song, too, which isn't that new anymore. But
no, but I know what you mean.
So like aggressive.
It's like it's raping your ears.
Yeah, like can you leave a little air somewhere?
Nope. Every single digital space needs to be filled. Gary, you're up.
How about more zeros, less ones?
More zeros, less ones. Well, I here's one with a little more pleasing mix, hopefully, from the classic album Talk, Talk, Talk. It's the Psychedelic Fizz with Into Like a Train. And it sounds like this. Train, you're the tunnel.
Pat. Yep. Damn. I know what you mean, man. Wait a minute. I don't want to be the no tunnel to your train.
Okay. That's a great pickup line because girls love train nerds.
That's right. They do.
Ooh, look at that. That's HO scale. Yeah.
Is that a Lionel?
What if we played clips from all these songs, but we never played the part where they said smile or train?
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
What if people tuned in and thought we were just going to play songs by the band Train?
Oh, you know, that did unfortunately come up in my little search just because you've put them into my iTunes with playing them for this show.
Whatever.
Saw some preview for that Lone Ranger movie. Looks like it's pretty train intensive.
Oh, is it a longer trailer or is it still the teaser trailer?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that, but just had a lot of trains in it.
I've actually been the old Lone Rangers with Clayton Moore started to air. So I've been taping some. And there was this thing yesterday where he... He walks into like a sheriff's office and the guy pulls a gun on him because he wears a mask. Yeah. So that happens. Yeah. But they are literally, Kyle, how close are they to each other? 12 inch, a foot from each other. And he goes, "Now, hand me your gun, partner." And so Clint Eastwood, the Lone Ranger, he pulls it out with one finger and then he knocks the other guy's gun right on the floor and goes, "Hey." It was ridiculous. It was so crazy.
Is that on like KDOC or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, wow.
Man. Hey, Gary, I'm going to play a train song.
Let's do that.
I'm not going to say who the band is because you'll know immediately.
Okay.
This song is called Rock and Roll Train, and yet they don't say Rock and Roll Train anywhere in the song. They say Runaway Train. Why didn't they name the song Runaway Train?
You don't want Soul Asylum's lawyers. You don't want that.
I don't know. That might be it, but this is here's a band that likes to copy from themselves.
Okay.
One hot angel. One cool devil, your mind on the fantasy, living on the ecstasy. Give it all, give it what you got. Come on, give it all a lot. Pick it up, move it, give it to the spot.
Hey, for 2008 AC/DC, that sounds pretty damn good.
For 2008 AC/DC, that sounds pretty much like 1982 AC/DC.
Produced by Brendan O'Brien. Hey, what did you say that song sounds exactly like?
Shook Me All Night Long.
Shook Me All Night Long, almost.
Yeah.
Well, they got one beat. They got one. That drummer knows what he's doing. He lays down the same.
You don't even. It sounds like every AC/DC. It sounds like Highway to Hell. It sounds like everything.
Yeah.
No, stop, again.
You could sing any lyric over any song.
Again, to quote Stephen King, when his friend said, AC/DC, it all sounds the same, Stephen King said, what's your point?
He's right.
All right, Gary, you're up.
Oh, they should do a Stars on 45 of AC/DC. Just that beat and then another thing. This is another one I'm excited to bring to the masses. We're almost up to 800 fans on the...
Nice. On the likes?
Yeah, on the likes. So that's good on Facebook. Yeah.
Another 5 years, we'll be up to 900.
I cannot wait. It's a great first wave Silver Lake hipster band of the 90s, mid-90s and early 2000s. They're called Sissy Bar. great six-piece band featuring a banjo. And
if you say the word hit in this ramp up, I'm going to kill you.
They did not have a hit. They had some regional notice with a cover of Gin and Juice, but this is
regional notice, sissy bar.
But this is from their farewell LP, Songs for Peeps, and it's called Smiley. Listen to all those fans.
Oh, yeah, these guys are huge.
Not too bad, huh,
Gary? Everyone has like a thing that they really gravitate towards, and you like these young ladies that sing like Pixies, these little Tinkerbell voices.
I guess so.
Play a lot of this like girls.
Who doesn't like that?
No, it's good, but he seems to really enjoy it.
I guess so. Maybe that's who I am inside.
That's maybe you are. Maybe you're just a little fairy.
Okay.
Wow. This is supposed to be for charity, and it's devolved into this.
I meant like someone that flies around, flits around, and hangs out. And,
Terrence from Tinkerbell.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you watch this?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have there are boy fairies.
Do you have the new one?
Oh yeah, Secret of the Wings.
Now is a fairy.
Yeah, you got Periwinkle in there. You got Winter Woods.
Don't cross over into the
you can't do it.
I don't want to give anything away, but spoiler alert, don't cross into the Winter Woods.
And another spoiler alert, Tinkerbell's got a twin sister.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I know.
Liberty Bell. You can see her crack. That's
great. Oh, let me tell you, I just got to say this whenever Tinkerbell comes up. You know in Us Magazine where they have the fashion patrol in
sure.
the back?
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to do that, but only three times.
Yes.
And then they got rid of me. But every time I would send in one that I thought was gold, it would not get printed. Yeah. They would print the one that was like the worst one that I wrote. But there was one where let me think who it was. It was someone like Mina Suvari.
Yeah.
And she was literally wearing like a tutu and wings. And I put one word. My one word one was Stinkerbell. And that did not get in.
What?
And I could not. My Schmidt was like, dude, a one-word joke is beautiful. How do they not put it in?
Unbelievable.
So I know. So, hey.
Speaking of jokes, though, I know this is like a plug fest because we're just plugging things left and right. But
Matt, I love your sweater today. Plugging it.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention another Never Not Funny related project that Gary is involved in called Right Now with Jimmy Pardo. WRITE now.
Hey.
It's not tomorrow.
You can watch it.
You can watch it right now. Gary is on the latest episode. It's on YouTube.
When can you watch it?
Right now. It's on the Nerdist channel on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/Nerdist and check out episode 3 with Gary. Maybe not his strongest showing.
I make a comeback later in the season.
A lot of fun, though. Yeah, look for him later in the season. But the show's really fun. It's basically a roast meets a stand-up showcase, and Jimmy's the ringleader, the ringmaster, and a lot of laughs.
How's that been associated with the Nerdist Network? I like the way that Chris Hardwick does
great.
His business.
Yeah, they've been great. They've been really nice and supportive, and it's awesome.
I caught his special last night on Comedy Central.
I haven't watched it. I recorded it, but nice, how was it?
Oh, it was really good. Sharp. He's wearing this sharp silver suit. You'll nice. Enjoy.
Maybe the Nerdist or Legendary Pictures would like to donate some cash to Smile Train.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Take some of that Dark Knight Rises money and throw it into some of these kids.
Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, that brings me to something. You just mentioned Jimmy Pardo.
Mm-hmm.
And now's the time in the show where it's Jimmy Pardo Picks.
Yes.
Jimmy was going to do the show with us today, but he couldn't be here because he had a bunch of family stuff to do today. But I did have him send a smile song and a train song, and we will play those back to back. But these are two Jimmy Pardo Picks.
Jimmy Pardo.
The first one is I've never heard either one of these songs until I queued them up. This is an artist called Peyton Tochterman from an album called A New World. It's from 2011, and this is a straight up a song called Smile.
seen you smile in so long. 'Cause you force one to try, be kind. I ain't heard you laugh like you used to do in the morning. Your laugh was daybreak. So we've come to this. I watch you stare. Your heart is gone. It once was shared. A telltale sign. A worn out key.
Was a downer.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. You're having a great, we're having a fun show, and now this guy comes in, and now he want
to. I just want to curl up in a ball,
yeah, and sit in the corner with some gin.
You think that was like some guy who cornered Jimmy at a show? And like, hey, listen, I got a CD.
It sounds very
that was
much
nice, though.
Little like a little like Springsteen, little like maybe Willie Nelson.
Definitely Willie Nelson.
So that was. That was Smile by Peyton Tochterman.
We're going to go right into the other one.
We're going to go right into the other one. This is a friend of the show. He's appeared on the show, on the in the studio, and at a live show.
Yeah.
This is Ellis Paul from 2005. The album is American Jukebox Fables. And this is Blacktop Train.
They poured blacktop Tulane right through the cornfields. Laid a stripe right across my back. The wheels came spinning with the wide-eyed crusaders out on a quest for the trail of Jack Kerouac. Silo Scarecrow's American machine. Rev up your engines, you're as fast as a train. Oh my lord, look how the weather has changed. Cyclones, dust storms, blacktop trains. Cyclones, dust storms, blacktop trains.
Woo, blacktop trains.
That makes me happy just thinking about Jimmy like head bobbing to that driving around.
Yeah, after he picked himself up out of the corner.
Yeah.
After listening to Peyton Tochterman. Okay, Gary, you're up.
Oh, okay. This.
Or wait, am I up?
I think. Yeah.
How did it go?
I haven't heard.
It went. Gary,
Sissy Bar, and
then we went into Jimmy. And
yeah.
Okay,
so
now it is my turn.
It's your turn.
Okay.
I thought Jimmy's kind of counted as your turn.
That's okay.
No, that was a Jimmy Pardo playlist.
Jimmy Pardo.
Right now.
Check out this guy, Jimmy Pardo.
Do it at home. It's fun for everyone. This is from my favorite Lou Reed album called Growing Up in Public from 1980. And Lou, as far as vocally goes, Lou is right up there.
Every time.
This is called Smiles.
Smiles. I was taught never to smile. I was told the stylish smiles of buffoonery and chicanery and larceny abound. My mom said, unless someone sticks you right in front of a camera, a smile is the last thing that you wanna do. Those smiles, those mirthless, toothy smiles. Smiles. They all smile on TV.
That's good. We get it.
That's cool. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Look,
anyone who can put the word chicanery in a song wins in my book.
Don't smile till they stick you in front of a camera.
By the way, I have a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about...
Coming out in 2015.
Chicanery. Go ahead, Gary. You're up.
Nice. This is not going to do anything to dissuade my fairy image, I don't think. This is a song like it's the if the hobby of scrapbooking was music, this would be it.
All right.
this is from the 10,000 Maniacs album before they like broke big. It's called the Wishing Chair.
Of course it is.
Yeah. This is a song called Can't Ignore the Train.
Swerving up just moves. Can't ignore the train. Dust to be clean.
That was produced by Joe Boyd, I think, from Fairport Convention, who did the Fairport. So it's a little folkier than the Peter Asher, smooth, like the weather.
Yeah, I like that better, actually.
Yeah, I love that album so much.
They got so soft. I mean, her solo stuff was just nauseating.
Natalie Merchant?
Yeah.
Wonder why a band like that doesn't get back together. A
couple of the guys died.
Dude.
Robert Buck, the guitarist.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop other bands.
A lot of people. But Jane has a thing. Whenever she sees somebody littering or something, she does her Natalie Merchant admonishment. She says, hey. It's funnier when she does.
That's Gary's wife, Jane.
Yeah, Jane. That brings you to Smile, I think.
This brings me to a train song.
This brings you to a train.
Train song, and this will not...
That is correct.
That
all right.
Is the cue
fantastic.
For train song.
This will not dissuade anyone from knowing that we love fairies. This is a song by Elton John.
Come on.
Homo joke.
That's terrible.
Come on.
This episode is off the rails.
This train don't stop there anymore from Songs from the West Coast, Elton John.
I used to be the main express, all steam and whistles heading west, picking up my pain from door to door, riding on the storyline, furnace burning overtime. But this train don't stop. This train don't stop. This train don't stop there anymore.
Now, if you've ever seen the video for that, it's Justin Timberlake dressed as Elton John, and he lip syncs.
Really?
The whole song. Pretty cool.
Was that like 2003 or something? 2001. Okay, and that was like his return to form.
Yeah, that was a pretty big comeback album, Songs from the West Coast for Elton.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it is good.
Cool. This is maybe one of my top five all-time favorite songs. In terms, it's super obscure.
Top five all-time favorite songs.
just in terms of capturing an ethos and a philosophy and stuff. It's a band called Quasi.
Okay.
Who we've talked about before featuring...
You've talked about them before.
Featuring Janet Weiss on drums from Sleater-Kinney.
Oh, and, she's nice.
In Wild Flag. And her ex-husband, Sam Coombs, on Roxy Chord organ. And it's called Smile, and it's just about life's hard, but other people got it worse. And I think it's a... I think it's a good message for the purpose we're here for today.
Yeah, that's true. Good job, Gary.
So anyway, so here we go. Quasi, Smile. Quasi.
That was excellent.
Awesome. Sweet.
That's a great... That wasn't even quasi-great. That was great.
Nice.
And remember, guys, Smile Train, noon to midnight on November
23rd.
23rd. 23rd. Or the 24th.
Tune in the 24th. You will miss it.
Day after... That's right. Don't do what Sarah Silverman did last year and forget the date. Show up on time and when you're supposed to.
Little tip.
I would be remiss if I did not play my favorite band of all time, especially when they have a song called Smile.
Oh.
This is from 2009, their album The Latest, and this is how good Robin Zander's voice still sounds. Cue it up.
Look at to the sky that you're under.
Nice. Sounded good.
Yes, they like the Beatles. Gary?
Fair to say. My last song is another one trying to encourage you to listen in the podcast-a-thon and donate. Mm-hmm. It's some Philly Soul from the OJs. And if you missed that show, I feel sorry for you. It's the Love Train. People of the world, join in. You got to England on the Love Train?
We got to England and then the Love Train touched down.
Hey, yeah, it did.
Because Mike Siegel was there.
Oh, okay. Don't you know that it's time to get on
board and let this train. I forgot how good this song is.
Is it groovy?
Yeah.
There's a dance that goes with it that's kind of like...
Is it the one you're doing?
All right. Do it. Do the right thing, people.
Matt, you want to give all the details one more time before we play the last song?
Sure. Podcastathon 2012 is going to be streaming live from noon to midnight Pacific time on November 23rd. You can watch it at podcast.com. You can also donate at podcast.com. Just click the train right now, or if during the event, there'll be a donate button. And we hope you can watch, and we hope you can give. There's going to be a lot of great guests, probably 25 or so celebrity comedy folks who are donating their time, so please check it out.
I will be there to clunk it up and bring it to a lull from time to time.
Absolutely.
But Matt will be there.
As will I.
As well. Yeah, two of us. And
I think I'll peep in. I'm in town, and I'll say hey.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been invited.
Ooh. Ooh. Awkward.
This is awkward. We were hoping that wouldn't come up.
Gary played Love Train, and let's just use mine for the playout song, because it's right on par with this. Gary,
I guess I'm chopped liver then.
Gary. Oh, no, do you have a... No, I'm sorry. Do you have a good playout song?
No. But what you heard before was me trying to find the version of Night Train that I wanted, but I just not in my thing.
By Guns N' Roses?
No. Okay. By James Brown.
Oh, okay.
But I only have the Live at the Apollo version, which is insane sounding and not really the song. So.
Earlier in the show, when Gary brought up the 10,000 Maniacs, I thought he was going to play their cover of this song.
Peace Train. Right?
Peace Train. But instead, we'll let Cat Stevens play us out. We got Love Train, we got Peace Train, and we got Smile Train. So please listen and donate. And
what did
thanks.
You leave off? I just want to... There are a couple things I would have bet money you would have played. One...
Is what?
Downtown Train by Rod Stewart.
Well, I had three versions. I had one by Patti Smyth. I had one by, Tom Waits. And I had Rod Stewart. And I had Mary Chapin Carpenter. And I didn't play any of them.
Crazy Train.
That's crazy.
That was coming.
Crazy Train.
Yeah, I wanted to try to keep it, you know.
And then there's a killer song, something about a... Smile, isn't there?
Yeah, there was Smile,
Smile
Like You,
like
mean,
you
it.
Mean It. Yeah,
yeah, there were a lot of songs to choose from, and, you know, every week it's hard, but I wanted to get a good little bit of a variety in there, so I played AC/DC and Cheap Trick.
And also Bad English, which
just
is basic.
That's
up.
Right, Bad English. So, yeah, I played everyone you've heard before.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening.
Donate to Smile Train.
Donate to Smile Train. Yeah. Thank you.
Been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides the peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun.
awful peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. This peace train holds.